So let's review. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos, v'nishalun l'nedarim shein l'tzarech haShabbos, and explains as follows. Regarding Sheilas Chacham, a Chacham who nullifies a neder, all agree with that which the Mishnah teaches, v'nishalun l'nedarim shein l'tzarech haShabbos. A Chacham may nullify nedarim on Shabbos only if it's needed for Shabbos. But he may not nullify nedarim if it's not needed for Shabbos, because as the Ran explains, Mishum dekivin etzar chacham ayshloish had yaitis mechzi kedina. Shaila is similar to a din tira which is prohibited on Shabbos. Inami, mishum she'ain shoy veris l'shaila. It can wait until after Shabbos. However, regarding hafarasa of v'habal, when the father or husband nullify her nether, whether mefir nedarim b'Shabbos is also limited to l'tzarech haShabbos depends on the machlegis mentioned in the previous daf. According to the Tanna Kamma, who holds Hafaras Nedarim Kol HaYoim, Hafar can only be done during that day until nightfall, but not after nightfall. Mefir Nedarim Sholei L'Tzarech HaShabbos, because Shashoi Veris LaHafar, he cannot make Hafar after Shabbos. However, according to Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who hold Hafaras Nedarim Mi'eis Li'eis, Hafar can be done for a full 24 hours after hearing the Neder, Ein Mefir Nedarim Sholei L'Tzarech HaShabbos, because She'ein Shoi Veris LaHafar. He can make hafara after Shabbos. Regarding Sheilas Chacham, the Gemara asks the following Shaila. That which we learned that v'nish'on l'nedarim she'ein l'tzarech haShabbos, a Chacham may nullify nedarim on Shabbos if it's needed for Shabbos, is that only kishaloi hoyu lehem penai, if there was no opportunity for Sheila before Shabbos? Or even kishaloi lehem penai, even if there was an opportunity for Sheila before Shabbos? The Gemara concludes, nish'on l'nedarim, the Gemara continues. Savar of Yosef Lemeimer, Nish'olin Nedarim b'Shabbos b'yachid mumcha. Rabbi Yosef assumed that Nedarim may only be nullified on Shabbos by one expert Talmud Chacham. However, b'shloisha yaitis loy mishum de mischazi kedina. The Nedarim may not be nullified on Shabbos by three people because this gives the appearance of a din Torah which is prohibited on Shabbos. Omale Abaya, Kivin is Svirlan, Afilim Umid, Afilim Kraven, Afilim Alayla, Loi Mischazi Kedina. Abaye said that Nedarim may be nullified even by Shleish Adyaitis, because Shaila does not give the appearance of a Din Torah, since Shaila may be done even while standing, by relatives, and at night, while the Din Torah is conducted only when sitting, by strangers, and during the day. Rav Nachman concludes that Halacha Nisholim Nedarim, Oimid, Yechidi, Balayla, Ubishabbos, Ubekraven. The Gemara explains that Rav Nachman ruled, Nish'olam Nedarim Oimid, a Chacham may stand during Ataras Nedarim because Savar Paisim B'Charata. Rav Nachman holds that Nedarim can be nullified with Charata even without a Pesach. Therefore, Loi Boye Yuni, Bafilam Oimid. He may stand because Ataras Nedarim does not require much concentration. However, Rav Gamliel sat down for Ataras Nedarim because Savar Ein Paisim B'Charata. Rav Gamliel holds that Nedarim cannot be nullified with Mircharata, but with a Pesach that creates a toast within the Neder's original formation. Therefore, Boye Yunei, Ahochi Yashav. He needed to sit, because Ataras Nedarim does require concentration. The Gemara continues with another topic, and cites a Braisa. Regarding Hafara, Ha'imer le'ishtoi kol Nedarim she'taduri. I'efshi she'taduri, ein zen Neder, lo'im aklum. A husband that makes hafara for his wife's previous nedarim, in which he states, I don't want these nedarim, or this is not a neder. His statement is not effective, and her nedarim are not nullified, because b'hafara tzarech lashon barur. Hafara must be a clear and explicit statement, and in the above statements, he's not actually being mefer, he's merely saying that he does not want the nedarim. However, regarding hakama, if he says, yafa sisa, ve'en kamaisech, v'mloi nedarta medircha ani, Dvarv Kayamen. If he makes Hakama for Harv Nedarim, in which he states, you did well, or there's no one like you, or if you had not made the Neder, I would have placed the Neder upon you, his statement is effective, and Harv Nedarim are validated, because as the Ran explains, based on the Gemara later, Dafayin Tes, Bahakama afila b'leib mahanya, b'loi gare hani lishni mikayim b'liboy. Hakama can be done even in his mind. Therefore, these inferior statements are no less effective than Hakama b'leib. The Gemara cites another brisa. Layemer adam leishtoi b'Shabbos mufalechi batalechi kederach sha'im lebuchel. When one makes hafara on Shabbos for his wife's nedarim of achila b'shtia, food and drink, he should not state the neder is null or void to you the way one makes hafar on a weekday. Because as the Ran explains, the kibin the afshal lishnui mishanina, hafar on Shabbos must be done differently. Ella oimer la, tliva achli, tliva shti, v'haneder bat me'elav. He states, take the food and eat it, or take the beverage and drink it, and the neder is nullified on its own. However, Amr b'yechanan b'tzorch shivata b'libay. Rabbi Yechanan says that he must make hafar in his mind, which, as the Ran explains, means sheyeme b'libay sheyehe haneder batal. He must think a lashon ma'alya such as mufer a batal, and the combination of tliva achli and hafar b'libay is effective. However, tliva achli alone is not effective because it's not a lashon hafar. And hafar b'libay is not effective, as the Gemara later on the Vayin Test states, hafar b'libay ein mufer. With this reasoning, the Ran contrasts tliva achli with that which we learned earlier that efshisha taduri or ein zeneder loy maklum, because there his words are a lashon gerua, and so is his hafar b'libay a lashon gerua, because he merely had in mind the words he expressed. However, in the case of tliva achli, although the words are a lashon gerua, his hafar b'libay is a lashon ma'alya. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tanya, Beshamay oimrim b'shabes mevata b'libay, b'chayil mitzi b'svasav. The Beshamay say that the above tliva achli im hafar b'libay is an acceptable hafar only on Shabbos, because since tzarech l'shanis, this is considered a hafar b'feirish. However, b'chayil, tliva achlu im hafar b'libay is not an acceptable hafar, because since ein tzarech l'shanis, he must declare the hafar clearly and explicitly. B'sil disagree and say that both on Shabbos and even on weekdays, tliva achli im hafar b'libay is considered an explicit hafarah.